Sen kazan sen. Sizden. Do you know Hare Krishna? Who can say? You say something about Krishna? Hmm. So, what does he do? Tell something about Krishna. You have read Krishna book? Huh?
He was given 10 minutes.
That's all right. Many names, everyone has got. But what is the difference between your many names and Krishna's many names? Just like your father calls you by some name, mother calls you by some name, friends calls you. So you have also many names. Similarly, Krishna has also many names. But what is the difference? What is the difference between your name and Krishna's name? Can anyone say? Every name has got some meaning. That is the answer. The difference is that Krishna and Krishna's name is the same thing. It's like if you want water, if you simply say water, 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 that substance water is not there. Try to understand. The water, liquid substance, that is different from the name water. Anything, just like there is clothes. So if you simply chant rose, 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 there is no rose. Rose is different from the name rose. Similarly, in the material world, anything you take, the name is different from the substance. Whereas, in case of Krishna, the name Krishna and the person Krishna are the same. Just like we are chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, that means immediately Krishna is on your tongue. He is dancing on your tongue. This is the difference. Therefore, immediately chant the holy name of Krishna means immediately we get in contact with Krishna or in association. That's why we are sitting together. Similarly, as soon as we chant Hare Krishna, immediately Krishna is with you. Immediately. Krishna is with you always. Still, particularly, Tatra Krishthami Narada, Yatra Dhyanti Madhvatta. And there is a fact. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, that means you directly associate with Krishna. And Krishna being the Supreme Spirit or a Brahma, that although he have got this material body, still by association with Krishna, we become spiritualized. It's like you take one iron rod and put into the fire. The rod becomes warm. At last the rod becomes red hot. So when the iron is red hot, you put in touch with anything else, it will burn. It is no more iron one. Although it is iron rod, but because it was in touch with fire, now it has attained the quality of fire. Similarly, if you always remain in touch with Krishna by chanting His holy name, then you become spiritualized. Therefore, chanting of His holy name is very important. Kirtaniya Sadaha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has narrated that you should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra always, 24 hours. Then you remain in touch with Krishna, just like the iron rod in touch with the fire. And gradually, as the iron rod turns to be fire, similarly, constantly in touch with Krishna means you become Krishnaized with the same quality. That is what. We are now covered by material things. Inside, we are there. Deenatmindasadvihi. Inside, we are spirit soul. Outside, that's why inside your coat, you are there. But the coat is outside. When the coat and sack is taken away, then you are pure in his original body. Similarly, as soon as these material coverings are taken away, then we are spirit soul. We have to attain to that stage, that is perfection of human life. To get out of this material power, get out of this material covering means you get your original spiritual body and you become eternal, blissful, Anandamaya, Vyasa. We are seeking after Ananda, everyone. We are dressing, we are talking, we are going here and there. The real purpose is how to become happy. That happiness, Ananda, is being hampered on account of this material power. That we do not understand in this stage. In this stage also, there are three stages. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. In the ignorance stage, it's almost like dull matter or animals. In the passion stage, there is more propensity for enjoyment, and in the goodness stage, we can get some glimpse of light of our spiritual existence. Therefore, we have to come to the platform of goodness to understand the spiritual values of life. This platform of goodness is described in the Bhagavad Gita. That is qualified Brahminical stage. Not a Brahmin born in the family and doing all nonsense. No, not like that. A quality Brahmin. Quality Brahmin means one who is truthful, one who is self-controlled, one who has controlled his mind and senses. One who is very tolerant. One is very simple. No duplicity. One who is very, very advanced in knowledge. And not only simply one knows, but the things are practically behave, just like I may know, you may know, a Brahman means truthful. It is not simply to know truthful, but actually to become truthful. That is called Vijnanam. As some of you who are studying science, the scientific knowledge means you should know theoretically what is water, a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen. But you must know how to prepare mixing the two chemicals, hydrogen and oxygen. That is called Vijnan. Jnan means simply theoretical knowledge. And Vijnan means practically to know, experimentally. So, these are the qualifications of Jnani. Jnana Vijnana Mastikam Brahma Karma Sabhav. So, when you are on this platform, pure light, full of knowledge, then you will be able to understand what is God, what is Brahma. And this is really very easily done. If you simply hear the holy name of Krishna. Sinnatam sapata Krishna, punna savana kīra. You become purified. In this way, as soon as you become purified, now if not fully purified, say 50% purified, then you are immediately situated on the modes of goodness. That purification can be possible nittaṁ bhāgavata-sevaya by associating with devotees and understanding the subject matter stated in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. We are having so many centers all over the world just to give chance to the people to understand the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita and the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. So, in this way, one becomes purified and happy. Evaṁ prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga. This bhagavad bhakti yoga, by practicing bhagavad bhakti yoga, one becomes prasanna manaso, very happy mood. Then you will be able to understand Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jaya. So, from the very beginning of your life, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Ko Maro Asarit Prajna Dharmana Bhagavatani Ha. He was 5 years old. And from the beginning of his life, he was Krishna conscious. And he used to teach Krishna consciousness among his class friends. Prahlad Maharaj, in his school, he would preach Krishna consciousness among his small children. So, try to follow Mahajana Dhinu Gagastha Pandha. Follow the footprints of great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. They were child, still they become the topmost devotees. There are many others. The Kumaras, they were very topmost devotees. So, of course, it requires little endeavor. Prahlad Maharaj's father was a demon. Number one atheist. Still, Prahlad Maharaj had the chance to hear Narad Muni while he was within the womb of his mother. Narad Muni was instructing his mother. But Prahlad Maharaj, within the womb of his mother, heard everything from Narad Muni. So, before coming out of the womb of mother, he understood the Bhagavad philosophy. So from the very beginning of his life, he was Bhagavad. Bhagavad means devotee. So we can follow Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. Of course, he requires the help of the parents. Otherwise, if we practice Bhagavad Dharma or Bhakti Yoga from the very beginning of our life, it is successful life. Fortunately, we had the good opportunity of learning Bhagavad Dharma from our very childhood. My father was a devotee and he trained us. So it is the duty of all parents to train the children in the Bhagavad Dharma. Then life is successful. Otherwise, life is not successful. There is every chance of falling down. Falling down means life is meant for elevation to the platform of spiritual life. And if you do not do that, then you fall down to the animal life. There are many species of life you have seen in your front. One may become cats and dogs also. There is a great science, but people have no knowledge, neither in the school, colleges. These things are taught. Neither do they know the so-called teachers and educated persons. They do not know. So, as far as possible, try to understand this Krishna philosophy and chant Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, whenever you have got time. I think you have got enough time. That is my request, that we are preaching on. Thank you.